All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get started. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We just thank you, Yah, for you. Truly, you are an awesome God. You are truly a wonderful God. We just acknowledge you, Yah, on the day. We just thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your purposes and your plans. And we just thank you, Yah, for who you are. Your character is impeccable. And we consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to come before you and to be able to serve you and to be acknowledged you. We just thank you, Yah, for all that you do. In Yeshua's name, amen. All right. I just want to reiterate again, I just consider it a privilege for, you know, those that don't know it, maybe online or whatever. I've been not doing too hot, right? So we've been missing a couple of services, but I'm back and I'm glad to be in the household of the Lord. Amen. I consider it an honor and a privilege. And I just want to give him praise to be able to be here, y'all. It is, y'all don't know how much I was going through. Not trying to magnify that in any way, but it was not a fun experience. So I consider it a blessing that the Lord has restored me to this point. Amen. I just want to give him some praise, right? But with that being said, the title of today's message is "What is Praise?" And so I want to consider this to be a class. You know, this is a lesson for all of us. So I'm asking the question, what is praise? What do we say praise is? Don't all answer at one time.
Praise is giving God the honor, the glory, just being thankful, grateful, just honoring him with your whole heart.
Okay. I like all of those answers. Anybody else have anything they want to add? You said to depress and reverence God? Okay. I like that. All right, let's see what the scripture have to say about it. We'll talk about it, because I think it's an interesting topic. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you talk about it, you know what I mean? You say those things, but, you know, it's always good to just get an understanding on things. So, with that being said, what I want to do is just, even for the subject matter itself, there's a concept of first mention. And so what I want to do is just look at, you know, just the first time that praise is mentioned in the scripture. So when we look up the word praise itself, let's just take a look at where we see that first mention. So we're going to start off in Genesis chapter 29. And I'm going to start at verse 32.
You said Genesis 29?
And verse 32. Now, for context here and what's going on, we see here, this is after basically Jacob has married two wives. He has Leah and Rachel. And so, starting at verse 32, it says, "And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me." Verse 33 says, "And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have bore him three sons. Therefore she called his name, therefore was his name called Levi. Verse 35 says, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left barren. Okay, so here is the first mention. So when we look at, let's just look at what the word itself says, right? So, so we look it up in the interlinear. The root word is yada. You see here, yada. Okay. So when we look at it, it says, to use, to hand, to throw a stone, an arrow. It says, at or away, especially to revere or worship. Intensively, to bemoan, wringing of hands, to cast out, to confess. It says, praise, shoot, which I think are all very interesting. So I want us to understand too, also just for the context of the lesson, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself a little bit, but praise is also one of those words where more than one Hebrew word translates to the English word praise. Does that make sense? Like we talk about love and we understand that there are different kinds. So we have Philadelphia, brotherly love. We have agape. We have eros. We have different things that they translate to the word love. So for the sake of the lesson, I want us to understand that it's similar in this concept of what we're talking about, praise, right? So in this particular instance, we see the root word here is yada. And so, I want to use this, but I'll read this last part. So it says, praise, shoot, thankful. Okay. Then it says, thank, as in thanks for thanksgiving. Okay. Which lines up exactly to what Sister Tanya had said, right? So, I find it interesting to understand certain concepts, right? So in this Strong's definition, it gives these definitions, which is good. Mine, in my Bible, it gives a little bit more, but what I like about what it said is it's like the act of extending your hands, right? So when you throw, you extend your hands out, right, to throw something, right? So when you see here where it talks about to use the hand, to hold out. We see right here where it says, to use the hand, to hold out, so to extend out that. So when you praise, it's like you've given out to Yah, right? You've given out. But it says here, it gives context, even when it talks about Yah, it says to revere, right? So I'm giving out to Yah, but I'm giving out to revere. I'm giving out to worship, right? So when we praise, it's an act of extending out to Yah and giving him thanks. Now that can manifest itself in a physical sense, i.e. a lifting of the hands. We see those things happen when people praise. You extend out your hands to Yah, and it's almost like a symbolic thing, but it is the physical representation of us giving out to Yah, to acknowledge Yah, to be thankful for who he is and what he's doing. Amen. And so when you see that, you see her, you see in the context of the verse instance in scripture where Leah is saying, basically, I'm extending out to Yah, I'm praising Yah because he has blessed me with this child, amen. And so Yah has performed a task, and she's using this opportunity of praise to acknowledge the task and to acknowledge the giver of the object, to acknowledge the giver of the act that's worthy to be acknowledged, if that makes sense. And then even when you look at Judah, it's Judah itself, right? So she called his name Judah, and it means celebrated, right? This doesn't give any more definitions. Let me see if mine gives a little bit more. So, okay, mine says praise, to give thanks, to confess, right? So even just the acknowledgement of what God is doing, amen. I'm acknowledging you, Yah. These things are going on in my life, and I'm taking the opportunity at this moment to acknowledge you and acknowledge what you're doing. That's praising Yah, amen. It doesn't have to be super elaborate, you know what I mean? Okay, Yah, you just helped me get out of the bed this morning. That is a blessing, and it's something that's worthy to be praised, amen. Because everybody can't get out of the bed, and I have been able to testify to having been in that state, and it's not a fun thing, right? So, for something as simple as being able to get out of the bed, we acknowledge you, Yah. We thank you. Because without you, even that's not possible. To be able to eat, to be able to do, to be able to speak, we want to acknowledge Yah, right? So when it comes to praise, it's just acknowledging Yah for the things that he's doing, amen, for who he is. All those things, when you acknowledge it, when we speak out, we put in that effort, because understand this. We live in a world where a lot of people don't want to praise Yah, amen. They don't want to acknowledge what God is doing. They don't want to acknowledge what God is, who God is. They don't want to acknowledge the work that God has done. They don't want to acknowledge anything about God, right? So when we praise, when we acknowledge God, it's a beautiful thing, amen. It's something that comes along with the territory of us being the believers, amen. And so what I want to do as a part of this lesson, for us to understand that concept, amen, for us to understand why it's important, right? I don't want us to go, you know, we live our life every day, amen. You know, and if you're not careful, you just get caught up in everyday life, amen. You get caught up in doing everything, you know, that you normally do. You know, you're in your routine and you do what you do. And sometimes, you know, we can take for granted, amen, the things that God is doing, the blessings that he's bestowing upon us, and we just consider it as second nature, amen. It's just something that you don't even think about. You know, like I said, getting up out of the bed, when you're doing it every day, you don't even think about it, amen. Just roll over, get out of the bed. Ain't nothing even I have to think about. But what I want us to understand is that we serve a God that is truly, truly, truly worthy to be praised, amen. Even on the small things, okay? So, this is just kind of the first mention. And I find it also interesting, too, that you see Judah here. Oh, that's what I was going to look up. Judah is... It says celebrated, praised. And we'll just do that. And I find it also interesting that even when you look at understanding who we are as a people, being a tribe of Judah, so for the context of what we have come to understand from lessons in the past, that your African Americans, us here in the United States, it is our understanding that we come from the tribe of Judah. And so when you look at us as a culture and you see how we operate, you know, we have that praise in our nature, amen. It's something that's in us. You know, we sing, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit. We sing, we acknowledge, we praise, and it's a beautiful thing within the context of it lining up to the will of Yah, amen. But it can also be used if you're trying to acknowledge something else, which is not what we want to fall into, right? But so I'm saying all these things, but I'm bringing it back on home to scripture. So what I want to do is I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. And I want to start at verse 11. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 11 says, and just to give you context of what's going on here, so this is children, the Lord has brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, but we haven't yet gone into the promised land. Verse 11 says, and the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people. This is him talking to Moses, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Verse 12 says, and now Israel, what did the Lord God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all of his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. So I just want to use that even in context of what Sister Tanya said earlier, to love the Lord with all thy heart. So I want to even use in this verse right here, you know, in the lessons that we've been dealing with up until this point, we see these very things reiterated, you know, time and time again from Yah as it pertains to his people, right? You see these statements being made over and over and over again, right? And it says, again, you know, that we are to fear the Lord our God, walk in his ways, to love him and to serve the Lord with all of our heart and with all of our soul. That theme runs over and over again. Verse 13. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day to do for thy good. So we see that over and over again. Verse 4, behold, the heavens and the heavens of the heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also with all that is therein. So basically everything is Yah's. So I want to understand context, because here's what I want us to understand. When it comes to a lot of these things, this is like showing Yah's qualifications. You know what I mean? He. If ever there was somebody who was worthy to be praised, amen, you have God here, who is the creator of heavens and the heavens of heavens, the creator of the earth. These are all qualifications. These are the creators of everything that is all that was, it says right at the in the 14, with all that is therein, right? So God is the creator of it all. He's the creator of everything that is in all of these things, right? So this is him above everything else. Verse 15, only the Lord Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskins of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. So this is God, Yah, talking to us as a people. Circumcise your hearts and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is the God of gods. This is him, his qualification. He is the God of gods. He is not just God. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. A great God. A mighty and a terrible. Terrible meaning. We can look it up. Terrible meaning. Almost. Fright. Afraid. Dread. Basically awe-inspiring. Morally, it says. It's that, again, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. So I want us to understand that concept. When it says, nor taketh reward, what that means is a donation, a bribe. Basically, God can't be bribed. His character is impeccable. You ain't going to come to Yah and bribe Yah. We got some judges we see right now going on in the country right now. We see a judge can be influenced. These judges can be influenced. Amen. You don't know what they doing under the table. You know what I mean? You take these few dollars and we're going to get you to do X. Or you do this. And where Yah's character is impeccable. It's saying he don't take bribes. When it come to what he doing, he do it for the sure sake of the integrity of what he's doing. He's not going to be persuaded by somebody, you know, we're going to slide you a few dollars in your hand. Here you go, preacher. No. He says that he doesn't take rewards. He don't take bribes. Verse 18. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widows. So he's looking out for the fatherless. He's looking out for the widows, those who have lost their livelihood, lost their husband as their livelihood, lost their parentage. Yah is looking out for them and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. So he makes provisions. He's all these things that he's doing. It says, verse 19, love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt, right? So it's giving you a thing. Yah is looking out for the people who need help, amen? Because he's giving us indication we were in a period where we needed help, right? So he's saying, this is what I do. This is what you do also. Verse 20, it says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and him shalt thou cleave. So, what does it mean to cleave? Cleave means to follow close, to catch, to adhere, to keep, to pursue hard, it says. So it says here, so this is what we are to do. We are to serve him and to cleave to him and to swear by his name, it says. Verse 21, he is thy praise. So Yah himself is our praise. So when we look up, let's look up this praise. So we see here this praise, you see a different root word. So we saw in the first praise, the root word was Yada. Okay, and we saw it meant to be thankful. We saw that it meant to give out, to extend the hands out. We saw that's what it means. But see, we see this praise. He is thy praise. And it says laudation. Laudation means to, well, we can just look it up. Let's look it up real quick. Wow, that's coming up because it's probably going to take a little while. Let's go back. So we'll just look back at the, it says laudation, specifically a hymn. So when you see this praise is to sing to make merry, I'll use it from the context of what we talked about, even from Judah, to give the praise, to give the sounds that acknowledge Yah, right? So when you see laudation, when it says a hymn is specifically like a musical song, basically. So let me see if it come up. Let's look up laudation. Laudation, it says praise, commendation, singled out for laudation. Let me see if I can find a little bit more. It says laudation is the act of praising someone or something. Alright, so it is the I'll use it from this context, okay? I'll say even just add insight into what we're talking about, right? So when you see David in Psalms, the book of Psalms, right? So when we look at here, it says a hymn, right? So a hymn is basically like a, let's look up Psalm real quick. All right. Psalm says sacred song or hymn, in particular any of those contained in the biblical book of Psalms, right? So when you see the book of Psalms, it's actually a book of praise. It's a book of hymns, right? These are songs that David was inspired by Yah in order to write, amen? So when you see what's going on in the book of Psalms, this is David, because of his relationship with Yah, writing songs to Yah about how awesome Yah is, amen. That's what you see happening in the book of Psalms, right? So when you see praise is in the context of what we just dealt with here in verse 21, when you see this praise, this is like the singing of songs, right? So we understand that it's to give thanks. Yadah means to give thanks. But when we see this version of praise, and I'll say Tehillah, that's the best way I can explain it, to Tehillah, this is to take that thanks into a song, amen? So we can understand that. So when we do praise and worship every day, this is us adoring Yah, we giving Yah adoration, we acknowledging Him for the things that He's doing, and we're going before Him, we're extending out to Him, but we're doing it in a form of song, amen? That's what we see going on, right? So when you see here in this scripture what we're talking about, it says the Lord is our praise, amen? So there are things out there that people praise. You see them do it all the time. They sing songs. They do all these things. They do it about all kinds of subject matter, amen? And, you know, those things are what they are. But what I want us to understand is, for us, I'm not saying you can't sing songs. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, we didn't make sure we always, in our routine, in our dailies, and the things that we do, we acknowledge Yah, amen. We take the opportunity to give Him praise, I say, on a daily basis. And it doesn't, we can sing, but, so I say both kinds of praise, right? So the Yadah praise, in that we acknowledge Him for the things that He's doing, we acknowledge Him for who He is, we acknowledge Him, we extend out to Him, we make confession. That was the other word that it said here, but we also sing to Yah. You know what I mean? Don't forget to acknowledge Him and be merry in the things that we do, right? So again, He is our praise. He is thy God that have done all of these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen, right? So I just want us to understand, even in the context of just our everyday life, and I think I said this before in the last lesson, that I have come to understand, even on my personal self, that Yah is excellent at orchestrating circumstances. You know what I mean? Like, it is a sight to behold. You know what I mean? You think, you know one way and it go a different way, and Yah is orchestrating. He's making these things happen, and he's doing things and all those things. And when you come to see, boy, this whole time, Yah was working it out. And then I just want to encourage us, when we see those things, take the opportunity out to acknowledge them. Amen. You know, you see it, and sometimes you see it and you don't think nothing about it. But I want to encourage us, as you see these things and it comes to your mind, because you know sometimes, you know, you don't even think about it, but sometimes it comes to your mind. You know, the Lord just he looked out for you right there. When it comes to your mind, just take a little time out of your day and just be like, Yah, I just thank you. I just want to acknowledge you for this thing that you did right here. You didn't have to look out for me in this area, but Yah, you mindful of me. You considered me in this circumstance. The Yah that created everything, that did all of these things, you orchestrating all of these things, your timing is making sure all of these things happen, and you ain't missing a beat. He ain't skipping a beat. And in the midst of doing all of those things, I got sick, let's say. And with all the stuff that he's doing, he yet still was mindful of me, amen. He yet still was looking out for me, amen. And even in the midst of going through, I just acknowledge him, right? And I just want us to understand that even in the midst of all of us, whatever we going through, I don't want us to get caught up into the actual thing that we're going through, amen. Because we serving an awesome God who, even in the midst of whatever it is we going through, he is still worthy to be praised, amen. His record is immaculate, amen. The things that he's doing, the things that he's working out on our behalf, is always worthy to be praised, right? So I just want us to understand that these things that we do, that again, what he's saying, he is our praise. He is our praise. He is our God, but he is truly worthy to be praised. And so, I just want us to, as we go through our dailies, let's just say what come up. Let's just have a daily session just to praise Yah. Give him some time, just daily, just to think about what he's done, right? And he, I know he does the big things, but he also does the little things, amen? So. When you praise Yah, just think about the little things. You know, stuff that you take for granted every day. Yah can move my big toe, you know. I know it ain't, that don't seem like much, but when your big toe ain't moving, amen. You know, it's a whole different circumstance, right? And so I feel like a lot of times we do just take a lot of things for granted. So I just want us to take the time out to acknowledge Yah and just all the different things that he does, right? And so, one more verse I want to do. 1 Thessalonians. And we're going to do chapter 5. Oh, I know. It got deleted. Okay. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, in everything give thanks, colon, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we understand what the colon means, and everything gives thanks. Just giving context on the other side, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So all those things that God is doing, give him thanks, amen. Everything that he's doing, acknowledge him. We don't want to come across with a sense of entitlement. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm entitled to this. I deserve this. Because you see a lot of people walking around with a sense of entitlement. They think they deserve all of these things. I'm serving the Lord. I deserve all of these things. Well, God is good. But we also need to acknowledge him in his goodness. Amen. We need to take the time out to acknowledge him in the things that he does. And don't just take those things for granted. Yes, God is good. But he's also worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy to be acknowledged. He's worthy to be considered in all the things that he does. So it's in everything. You know. Okay. I made it to work safely. And I ain't saying we gotta be holier than thou. And every word we say, you know, I gotta be saying that in front of everybody. You know, I thank the Lord for everything. I'm not saying don't thank the Lord, but I'm not saying use that as a reputation among men. You see what I'm saying? When I'm given a context of giving thanks and everything, this is about a relationship between us and Yah. You see what I'm saying? Right. It ain't about being seen of other people, right? Because the scriptures say, when you do that thing out publicly, that's going to be your reward. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to do that, but we do want to acknowledge him in everything that he's doing. Amen. Because this is a personal thing. I'm not just thanking the Lord so you can say, oh, well, Brother Allen, thank the Lord. You know what? That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I want us to operate in. But I do want us to acknowledge Yah, right? I don't want us to be ashamed to acknowledge Yah either, amen? When you know he done did good, you acknowledge him, amen? So I wanted to have the balance. You see what I'm saying? You see some people, like what the scriptures say, the publican go out and he pray in front of all of the people. He do all those things and his heart is far from God, right? We don't want to be guilty of that, but we do want to acknowledge God for the things that he does, right? And so in the world, well, we know the people that's out there that ain't serving the Lord, they ain't. Some of them will praise, but a lot of them are not, right? So if we're going to be his representatives, right, then we need to be some professional praisers, amen? So it may be some amateurs out there, amen, they may be some praises, but we need to be the professionals, amen? When it comes to all acknowledging what Yah is doing, if anybody should be the ones doing it should be those that represent him, amen? And I just want to kind of rehome us and reset us on that. I got one more scripture. And we can call it a day. And this is Psalms. Where is Psalms? We're going to do Psalms 100. And I'm just going to read Psalms 100, starting at verse 1. It says, a psalm of praise, right? So again, we know the psalm is a song. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So I want us to understand, when we praise Yah, don't let it be a begrudging thing. You know what I mean? Oh, well, I'm checking off my checkbox. I'm going to praise Yah, whatever. I got up, I'm going to say my prayer this morning. Let it be with a joyful noise, amen, with a merry heart. Let it be an adoration of the God that we truly serve, because he's worthy, amen. He's awesome. He's wonderful. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. This is what we see here. This is praise. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is, he is God. It is he that made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When you come before the Lord, you enter in with thanksgiving. Lord, you know, I just come before you. I just thank you for what you're doing for me, y'all. I just thank you that you bless me. You keep a roof over my head, God. You bless me with a job. The economy ain't looking so good, God, but you still provided me a job. You got me a reliable car, God, every day. You're providing for me. You're looking out for me. You're looking out for my health. You're keeping me here. You're doing all these things. I just want to enter in when I come before you in this relationship that I have with you. I just want to thank you for all the things that you're doing for me, God. I just want to thank you for everything that you are. I just want to acknowledge you. When you come before him, you just give him thanks for all of the things that he's doing, because he's worthy. Amen. You just acknowledge him. Thank him. Whatever those things are, you just thank him. Enter his courts with praise. When you come before him, you just praise him. You just truly awesome, God. You are worthy. You have done it all. Your word does not return to you void. You just praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. I just want us to understand that. It's just the, and when you do it, you feel better, amen. You know, you could be feeling bad. You know, things be going on with you, stuff going on with you. But you just get a little praise in you, amen. You just your countenance start to feel different. You know what I mean? You may be a little sick, but when you get that praise in there, you just feel a little bit better, amen. You know what I mean? It's like a medicine. You get in and you have that merry heart. What the scripture said, merry heart worketh like a medicine. When you come before the Lord and just acknowledge him that he's doing these things, just see how it just change the atmosphere, change what's going on with you, amen. Just understand, these are the things that we need to do, because in the days that's coming ahead, y'all, it's a lot of things that's going to be going on, amen. It's a lot of things that's happening now, and there's a lot of things that's going to be happening. And I want us to understand, in spite of all those things, when those days come, it may be tough. Don't lose your praise, amen. Don't lose your gratitude, amen. Calamity may come. It may befall us. Don't lose your praise, amen. Don't lose your gratitude. Don't lose your thankfulness. Don't lose that joy. Don't lose the merry heart, amen. Don't lose all of those things, because like what we dealt with before, the enemy is going to try to make you operate in fear, amen. He's going to try to get you afraid of what's going on, right? But in the midst of whatever's going on, keep that mindset of praise. I don't care what's going on. God is still good, amen. God is still worthy. I don't care what it looked like. The sun can fall out the sky. God is still worthy, amen. The famine can come tomorrow. God is still worthy, amen. And so I want us to understand, you know, just in the midst of all those things, verse 5, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, amen. And his truth endureth to all generations, amen. So that's what I want us to understand. Just a little recalibration session. Understand that, you know, we just praise Yah. Take a little time out of your day every day. More than once. It don't have to be once. You know what I mean? When you think about his goodness. I like your song, Uncle P. You know your song. When you think about his goodness, just take a little break to praise and acknowledge him. Amen? Amen. All right. That's all I got for us today. Any questions or comments? Psalms 150. Okay.
When you look at the Psalms 150, I mean, it's obvious that God is the focal point. I believe I heard someone say, praise to be present. And so when you look at, for example, these verses, it doesn't limit our process by which we praise. For example, have you ever just been outside and you said, you know, even out loud to yourself, Lord, what a beautiful day. Let's praise.
Amen.
Praise him. His mighty acts. A beautiful day is his acts. Rain is his acts. All these things are processes by which we can praise, we can praise him with music. You know, as it says in verse 3, dance, simple. But then it says, let everything that have breath praise Yah, praise Yah. And so it's important for us to understand that when we praise, it's not about us, even though there are maybe some things that he's doing for us. The praise is solely for him. And so if our motivation is praising him based upon what he's done for us, then we haven't been impressed. The impression is acknowledging him for who he is and appreciating all the things that he's done for our creation. Thus, let everything that has breath praise. Praise Yah, praise Yah. When waves go in and out, that's praise. Every living source prays. When birds are chirping, that's praise. When the animals are making a sound, people realize it, but they're praise. You don't even know that the stars sing. Every living being prays now. And when you look at surfaces, a bird is not chirping because he's saying, thank you God for what you, thank you God for giving me a word. It's in him to acknowledge his creator. So every time he opens his mouth, and every breath that he takes, he's giving praise to Yah. The waves, the wind, everything that moves, the plants, all these different things, when they restart the sun, that's praise. And we have to be careful that we don't limit ourselves into thinking that praise is about what he's done for us. Instead, it's about who he is.
All right. Amen. Amen. Good stuff. All right. Anybody else? It's good stuff. All right. Now I'll just finish with this. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's close out. Father, we just thank you, Yah. You are truly worthy to be praised. We just thank you that all your creation sings your praises. And we just thank you, God, that we just get to be a part of it. And we just ask that you just deal with our hearts and minds, God, as we go forward so that we can be part of the crew that gets the opportunity to praise you for eternity. We just thank you, Yah, for all that you do. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.